is it normal to go on a vacation solo when you're in a relationship? That's what our listener Kayla is asking, because that is what is coming in her world with her boyfriend. It's group therapy.
You need advice? Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, really need your help because I don't want to ask my girlfriends about this. I'm kind of embarrassed and hurt and confused.
Oh, okay.
My boyfriend of a year and a half wants to go on a week-long vacation by himself to Miami.
Oh.
First of all, do guys in relationships do that? It's not a guy's trip. He just wants some me time in a place where I would love to go. We both can get time off work, but I can't help but to feel hurt. He'd rather not go with me. It could be so romantic. So now I'm kind of doubting his feelings for me. He says not to worry about it and that we can go on another trip together later this year. Is it a good idea to take separate vacations? I've never heard of it.
Well, Kayla, I know people who have gone on solo vacations, and not just like, hey, I'm going to take a trip this weekend to Cincinnati and, you know, check out this restaurant or this show that I want to go to, or go, you know, catch a sporting event or something like that. I'm talking like Europe.
Europe?
Yep.
Alone?
Yep. Always.
Is this because the other person just had zero desire to go?
No, this person I knew did this probably once every couple years, would go on this big trip by himself.
No, sir.
And one of the trips he went on was a week-long, like, hiking adventure in Europe. Now, I will also say that someone else I know went on a trip by themselves to go hike the El Capitan, which is in Spain. It's like,
okay, I understand.
And so
maybe the spouse is like, nope, you go do you. My jam. So, I'm not going to go do that.
And so he went and left, and he was gone for like 2 weeks. And went and
I can see that. Like some, like adventure kind of a thing.
Right.
If that's not your wheelhouse and the spouse doesn't go. But just hanging out in Miami by yourself?
Yeah, by the pool and, yeah, that's weird. That is weird.
Yeah, I mean, I would be absolutely hurt too. Like, you don't want to go do that with me?
But I will say that, just to answer plainly Kayla's question, yes, it is a thing.
But I think it also matters what kind of trip it is.
All right.
I feel like that's a factor, right? Isn't that a factor with how we feel about it?
All right. So let us know the trip that you went on by yourself. And if Kayla has anything to worry about
with this kind of trip her boyfriend wants to go on.
Right. I think that might be the thing. Maybe you realized, or maybe you had some ulterior motives when you went on your solo trip, or maybe your partner went on a solo trip and had ulterior motives, or maybe there were no ulterior motives.
Well, you know what I'm thinking.
What?
You know what they do in Miami.
What do they do?
They wear bikinis around the pool! Like, why does he want to go and look at other chicks in bikinis around the pool without me there?
I don't know.
I'm speaking as Kayla. I'm putting myself in Kayla's shoes.
I don't know, Kayla, if you saw the profile picture that I have on TikTok, it's me in a sweater and jeans on a beach in Miami. So, I mean, not everybody is dressed for the occasion.
Okay, maybe it's going to be like Ben, and I'm just going to go for the cuisine.
Right. All right, so let us know your story. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. Coming up on 99.7 DJX. So Kayla's boyfriend wants to take a trip by himself to Miami. And it's kind of sending up a little tingle red flag for Kayla. Like, is this even a thing? Does this happen? Lexi rolls in.
He's gone on guys' trips without me, and I've gone on girls' trips without him.
All right. Completely get that, but that's not what we're talking about here. Guys and girls' trips, absolutely. He wants to go by himself to Miami without her.
I mean, I understand it. Sometimes, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. If he tells her nothing to worry about, maybe trusting because they've been together for over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she has the suspicion, then, you know, just explain to him, you know, she doesn't feel comfortable with it. And if he still goes, then they would have a discussion to talk about when he comes back. If
yeah, I think the biggest thing is, I don't know if she's worried about him cheating. She's just hurt because she wants to go to Miami too.
Yeah, I get that. All right. Well, hey, Lexi, thank you so much.
No problem.
Andrew, the Love Doctor.
What's up, my man?
Hey. So, your take on this?
Well, I mean, I can understand once they got together, if this was something he had expressed to her, hey, every couple of years I go on a week's vacation by myself, I pick a place, it's something I've always done. I could see that.
Okay.
But apparently this is something that's out of the blue for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that she is not familiar with. She's never heard of. Something's not right.
Mm.
I mean, I would find out. I mean, there's got to be a reason why he's going. It's not just something, hey, I want some me time. You can get me time, you know, staying home.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you're right about the hiking trip and, like, you know, I would go on golf trips with the guys every year.
Yes.
That's different.
That's different.
But by yourself to Miami?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something's not right.
I know.
So you're saying red flag.
The way she's feeling is the way she's feeling is what I'm getting at, guys, is spot on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd feel the same way, too, if I was her. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving.
Now, we did get a text message. I went to Disney solo, rode all the rides I wanted to do, ate wherever I wanted. It was glorious. Amy also rolls in with a voice note on text, which, by the way, you can do anytime. If it's easier for you just to speak it into your phone and then send it like that, that'd be good. 502-795-1997.
Okay, y'all have to take out the insecurity of this. There are a certain breed of us people that need to take trips on our own in order to reset our lives. I'm speaking from 21 years of married experience, and there are times where I do take trips by myself because the day in and day out struggle of being a wife and a mom just needs me to reset. So I don't think that it's out of the question for an I don't think there's ulterior motive here. I think it's just a matter of, you know, independence and wanting to make sure that, you know, you still keep a piece of yourself, because even though you're in a relationship doesn't mean that you have to do everything together. And I've been a huge proponent of that since the day that we got married.
Wow.
Hope it helps.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Yep. Allie now said, I would be concerned if it was not, in fact, a solo trip. Like, maybe we're going down there to see someone else. Now, I don't know if she's necessarily thinking that. I think, again, mostly she's just hurt because he's going somewhere she wants to go. If he was going somewhere that she didn't really feel the desire to go to, I think it maybe would be a different story. Brittany is also one of those that went on a solo trip to Disney, weekend trip. She said, I'm married with 3 kids. Hubby was in full support. Now, if you're taking a solo vacation to get away from your partner specifically, that might be a bit of a red flag.
Mm. Karen, the good kind, rolls in and says, solo vacations for the win. Let me explain this to you after you've been married for over 36 years.
Oh, well.
It's the best thing for someone to do for themselves. So there's definitely, okay, so it sounds like to me, the people who have done this, like a solo vacation, not like a guy's trip or a girl's trip, but like a solo vacation, give it the green flag thumbs up. Those who haven't had experience with this are saying maybe this is a red flag.
There are a couple of factors at play, though. I think the amount of time you've been together, I think, also plays a big factor. She's been dating him for a year and a half.
Yeah.
I get if you've been married for 36 years, absolutely. You guys are at a comfort level where that would fly. They wouldn't even bat an eye at it. I get it. But I think we're not talking girls' trip. We're not talking guys' trip. I think in this particular situation, I get why she's your boyfriend of a year and a half wants to go to Miami, a place that she wants to go to, and he's going for a week by himself. Mm. I get the hurt that can come with that.
Yeah, okay. No. I don't want to discount that for sure.
Yeah.
Alexis rolls in with a voice note as well on text.
For me, the solo trip is not the red flag. Miami is the red flag.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I, Yes. I feel like
what is wrong with Miami?
Well, things are it's a very sexy town. People don't wear a lot there because it's hot.
All right.
You know?
All right.
Like, what are you going to do in Miami by yourself, bud? That's what I
lay by the pool.
Uh-huh.
Drink a margarita.
Uh-huh. And why can't you do that next to me?
Have a frozen daiquiri.
Because, again, they're dating. So they should still be, like, a little bit in the stage of still want to be around each other all the time.
All right. Well, anyways, so listen. I mean, doesn't sound like you're going to convince him not to go.
No.
So.
Yes. It's again, Andrew, the love doctor, saying that the amount of time does matter together. Because I think 36-year marriage is going to be different than dating for a year and a half.
Basically, I need to be alone from my person for a little bit.
And again, I think if I was in her shoes, I'd be like, why doesn't he want to be with me all the time everywhere?
Okay, well, you know what? Now. Here's the thing. Kayla, here's what I would suggest. Obviously, let him take it. And not that you're going to stop him from taking it, but just...
No, but you book your own ticket and
yes.
go on your own solo trip to Miami.
Or maybe not Miami.
Why?
No, not spy on him.
Why not?
No, go someplace else. Go someplace
okay,
else.
Fine, go to Tampa.
Go to Tampa. Go to Charleston. I hear it's lovely this time of year. Anyways, all right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens. And I think it's awesome how many people have actually done solo vacations.
Yes.
And
but I that's not a one size fit all kind of a thing though. I think the amount of time you've been with someone matters. Where you're going matters. What you want to do on the trip matters. Mm-hmm. I think all of that.
All right. I
do understand in this situation with Kayla, boyfriend of a year and a half, wants to go to Miami without her. I get why she's mad.
Yeah, tell him you're going to go to Vegas by yourself and
Ooh,
see how he reacts to that.
Good one.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.